It's very simple, Jim. The winners are going to be in first to win the car.
Yeah, it's really simple, Jim. I didn't. It's amazing. Why even bother with the season? Just give him the cup now.
Just give him the cup now. Let's be done with the season.
Well, my dispassionate feeling about the whole thing is if the Whalers make the playoffs at all, that would be a good thing.
Yeah, sure. But you know, if you know that if the playoffs were held tonight, the Whalers would make the playoffs. Well, I can't say it because now there's so much together, but the schedule is so uneven again this year. But only the Whalers and the Bruins would make the playoffs.
But the Bruins are in fourth place.
That's the thing. Do you know Montreal has played four more games than the Bruins already?
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous. So Ray, taking the games in the end into consideration, anything at all, will be in the Bruins' second place.
Bruins.
I think Bruins are good, man.
Bruins suck.
They're good. They're
fine.
You say that every year, and every year they make the playoffs, and that's all that counts.
Maybe they got blown out in the first round.
Well, give a shit.
Jim, this is going to be the last year.
You're blindly loyal, Jim, but you're not as blindly loyal as him. At least your team is half shitty. His team is whole shitty. Oh, by the way, he gets that now. You don't like hold up, you give it to Jim. It's for him. It's from me, actually. He's just going to try and keep that, Jim. I got to warn you. I brought that for you, and he's going to try to keep it because of that picture. He's going to frame it on his wall.
He's enjoying it while it's lasting. Because he's never seen anything like it. He knows that by next week, the Whalers are going to be down. And every time they slip another notch, I'm going to call back. I'm going to leave a message on the machine. Oh, Bob, who came to town? The Whalers went down. There's no way. All those things.
You may as well get used to the way things look right now because that's the way they're going to stay all season. Adjust your eyes. The Whalers are on the ride.
Oh, to the Whalers. What a bunch of failures. Oh, to the Whalers. They couldn't even be good sailors. Oh, to the Whalers. Oh, they went off to drown. But I put the Whalers doing here, so they sold them to another town. His ass was sore, what's that guy's name? Coffee's ass was sore. They thought he was gonna set up for another score, but he fell down and split his past the goals in half. That is the story of the way. They tried to get some fish, but Tom opted on his wish. He tried to get Roland to help him, and all the time he was out to scalp him. Oh no, it happened again! The Whalers! That is the Whalers theme song.
That's a beautiful theme song.
Oh, thank you. You want to discuss the Whalers some more? There's lots of more verses I can make up.
They're still winning tonight. That's all that matters.
I'm glad they're winning tonight. Now, who are the Bruins playing tonight? Isn't it?
Bad Rush.
The Buffalo Sabres tonight, right?
Yeah.
All right, so they win tonight, no matter what everybody else does, then they're back in second
place. They're back
in place. Yeah, see? And we'll still have James in hand. Now, you tell me this, though, Mark. All comedy aside.
Yeah.
Okay, Pittsburgh and the Bruins tie.
Yeah.
All right, that's an abomination. So.
Yeah.
Then the Whalers beat Montreal. Good solid game. But then, if Pittsburgh beats Montreal, but then Montreal beats the Bruins. So there's no logic to this except for the schedule.
Yeah,
no.
I know. That's okay. He doesn't care. You're discussing theology with this man when you're talking about hockey.
Well,
The Whalers in Boston are evening games.
Before the Whalers comes, I'll tell you a story.
No games
for
either team.
I'll just drink the rest.
Jim.
By the way, I'm pouring some
Bass. Oh, I want that.
Bass is better.
Jim, I just added them up. There are no games in hand for either team. Whalers against the Bruins. They're even in games.
No, it's either me or okay, I believe. They're just kind of hired up too much.
I'm sure you sneak it in, I sneak it out.
Well, I had two beers in the car. I have our four in with me.
I saw a certain gleam in your eye.
Seems like
I got
six
left. How many did you have with Brother Bobby?
None, actually.
I thought you would.
No, thank you. Thank you. Go grinder. I have
stomach. I got McLaughlin cigars tonight, by the way.
McLaughlin cigars.
Yeah. Smoke these all the way through graduate school.
You can get high on.
No, not the whiskey soaked one.
No, just
you can
get
high.
Oh,
well, I was at the train station. I pissed into the highway. It was a mistake.
Why was it a mistake?
I don't know.
I
didn't intend to. I didn't show up there saying, I think I'll do that.
What highway did you piss
off? I don't know.
Farmington Avenue.
The one down below. I felt somehow objectified. I felt, here we go. McLaughlin cigars. It was an act of freedom and urine.
Are those the ones that,
No, these are not the whiskey soap.
These are
backwoods, mild and natural, sweet aromatic, all natural tobacco. McLaughlin and I smoke. I'd go over Michael's house during graduate school. What? I'd go over his house when we were in graduate school. He'd have in his house for our weekend of paper writing, he'd have 1 gallon of milk, one Rice Krispie, and 30 packs of those. Can I have a match, please, Joe? Mr. Paul? Yeah, you're supposed to light it up now. I gotta teach you the particulars, man. You always light it up for your regulars. And you say, so how you doing, man, pal? But they're gonna give you good tips. And then what you do, you're in the right mood, okay? You lean on the bar top and say, pal, what kind of cigar is that? And he tells you. He says, do you mind if I join you at one? And then he lights up one for you, and you have like a little moment between barman and customer. Right, Jim?
All right.
I'm trying to help Yoshi to become the superlative barman that Juan is.
Well, that takes many years of practice.
But he's got the beginnings. He's just got to listen to me. I know what I like in
barman. You do everything illegal as possible. Do everything illegal.
And you don't look at what's happening that's illegal around you. You ignore things.
Ignore everything. Four drinks, take money.
The words are my balls.
Yes.
The story is called Turn the Page, a New Fiction. It begins with two epigraphs. The first one is from Bruce Springsteen, Open All Night, 1982. Hey Ho, Rock and Roll, Deliver Me from Nowhere. The second one's from Henry David Thoreau Walden, 1854. The finest qualities of our nature, like the bloom on fruits, can be preserved only by the most delicate handling, yet we do not treat ourselves nor one another tenderly.
Yes.
That's Thoreau. It's a nice statement. The pipe is stuffed with baked and brittle shards of silk, and a fire is lit to burn it. The shards heave into redness, and the produced smoke is inhaled. The bag is turned to for more. As the music gets louder and stilted, the number of people in the room increases. Someone plays with a gun. Someone else hurries a girl into a shadow and out of her clothes. The night is now fat and black, and the moment is free and good. The liberty of the brothel, the hash house, the moment after the rent is paid and dinner heated, and a good old movie on TV, Jimmy Stewart and his bad, bad dreams. But the movie drifts away with exhaled smoke as I look down your nude length, and think about my sinning life and wish I could explain it so you would love me with just the right tone of disappointment and exasperation on top. And I have to smoke some more because I am too fucking old to get back to that mouse hole sized moment and scrape at the painting mounted on its wall and add a few dabs of new. Give me that pipe. Oh shit, it's out of shards. It's out of ink. Get me a drink so I can soften and grab a handle on all this. I know. Pump the jukebox full of old tunes. Smack home some pool balls around. Smack some pool balls around. Hunger for a little passing tit. It'll be less painful. But there's an old TV show on the bar TV. The one that would always end in angst and rain. The one you worked because it posited a little hope. It was funny and desperate. I'm waiting on joy and expecting annihilation. Pass the pipe, Mary Muse. Section 1. Part of that passage was inspired by a movie I saw about a crack smoker. Crack out. Section 1. Our last night together before I left to play music on the road, you bit my shoulder so hard I thought you ripped through my muscle. I bled. You licked. We got dressed and sat on the building's roof smoking hash trying to calm down. Taut with pain, you suddenly grabbed a tight hold of my cock and asked softly if you could keep it for company while I was away. I said, go ahead, take it. You sucked me off on that old mattress beneath an inquisition of stars so hard I wasn't sure how much I'd get back. You asked me with the innocence of a Christ-obsessed toddler to fuck you up the ass as you leaned over the roof's low surrounding wall. Then you tried to take me over the edge with you. So I asked my daughter a question the next morning. Rebecca? Yes, Daddy. Can Franny stay here while I'm away? She'll be good company for you. Okay. You're worried about her, aren't you? Yeah. Franny handed you a stone and said you had to keep it with you at all times. It was in a small sealed black box. Can I see it? No. Never? Not until the moment you miss me so much you can't stand it anymore. Okay. He kept it in his leather jacket, always, and pulled it out to study, particularly while sucking whiskey on late nights. Damn it, Americus! How can you think a schoolgirl with the peninsula is a tit we're trodden on? Suck your stout, Gray. Maybe I'll switch to whiskey. It's caused you a flippin' sunny glow. Whiskey's good. A drink for a man who's never had religion as a comfort. That pussy heat in the belly. What? That pussy heat in the belly. That's what Americus liked. Liquid pussy. Fucking whiskey. It's like the last time we toured. You and Grace soused all the time. We play well, don't we, Stephanie? Standing blonde and righteous as noon above you as you curl on some hotel floor. Gray's in the bedroom. A couple of groupies cleaning his pipes. Auditioning, he calls it. Leer of a man. You have a damned following, Rich. Garcia's dead. The kids are looking at you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oops. Wake up the dykes.
Those are stairs.
Yeah, they're partying up there, man. I saw them in the parking lot before. Rich raises his arm for Stephanie to help him up off the floor. Take me to the couch. I'll try to listen. Her blouse is yellow silk. His hand seeps into it as she speaks. She says nothing. Look, we've been cast as elder statesmen of alternative rock. They're calling you a poet. Her soft, full breasts are well batched into brassiere. His hand caresses what it can. You have to talk to the radio station, the press. He makes an effort to liberate her breasts, but she shoves him away, just hard enough. What about schoolgirl? Rich closes his eyes. Love's not as much fun as a good fuck. Stephanie laughs coldly. He scoops her up and slams her with a look. You and I could have fucked each other to death. She nods, walks out without a word. Rich? Greta? Nobody else is going to ask you this, so I will. How are you? He hugs Greta so tightly she expects bones to break. We'll give this to him if he wants it. They hold. He lets go. And night after night, Rich Americus leads noisy children. Cecil Gray on drums and vocals. Greta Black on bass, guitar, and vocals. Stephanie Torme on keyboards and vocals. Ron Pascal on lead guitar and himself on vocals, lead, rhythm, and acoustic guitar and keyboards. out into a stage, onto a stage, and rock and roll ramifies. Two. She carries his letters and postcards in her oversized rectangular art bag and reads them often. She is being parented, mentored. Guys, you okay there, Jim? She is being parented, mentored, geysered up into the lightsome parts of the universe, 100 miles away from her source. Life has been materially irrelevant to 15-year-old Rebecca Dorothy Americus since her father took his band on the road. She draws and paints, and that school event goes on around her, and Franny sighs and hugs her and drinks a lot. But what, who matters, is playing his guitar in Boston right now. She wants to be with him so much it hurts. His letters are hard to understand, traces of adoration buried often under vast sweeps of mystical near incoherence. Oh, Dad, Daddy, I understand. That's why you're writing to me. I know you're giving them, your friends, all you have, your guitar, your music, and that's all they can do for you, and all they can do for you is play along. I know. And I know you're thinking about Franny, too. I know you're thinking about me, too. Rebecca, will you go to the autumn formal with me? Why? Why? Because I like you. I want to go there with you. Don't you like me? Flashing, mugging brown eyes, zipping black leather jacket, unwilling stuff of his hopes, says, I'm sorry, Billy. Bob, go ask a normal girl. I'm a freak. I'm not going to change. Dad, you're far away and I'm very alone. I need your advice on my life. They're starting to notice me a lot, boys and teachers. They want things. I need you to look at me so I'll know. I will know what to do. 3. Surging up the acclivity, stumbling, checking pockets for last coin of integrity, startling the casually antagonistic simply by enduring, less hopeful that what is luminous is good and will arrive. Listen. My hope is battered, frayed, hardened to silence at places, but it exists. I may mean something after all. I may learn at last that all and ever is now, and the acceptance a soldier possesses in battle, damned happy, the wicked bloody tumble a struck hawk endures from air to grave, the dozing of an old man, poor and still, long fingernails, what the pilgrim retains when every scat of hope has been strained from his soul. Turn the page. There are curves of flesh I will always waver before, links of hair tossing around pale skin and moving eyes. But more, a man holding a glass of liquor, his words a slurring confession, his face squirming with hopelessness and something else, something indomitably animated. Oh, brother, and more. Turn the page. The music of the night, its leather slouch, its easy tears, shadows and ambiguity, lights, its most authentic habitants, the night an elusive desert of darkness, the night when failed invisible gods trod fatly and long-legged among us, more than ghosts, yes, turn the page. And I wonder, in these later lesser days, does love really swamp the universe? Or is it afflicted, lessening? Is there a dearth in the swamp? Is the swamp drying? I have turned the page. I now fear the coming blank one most of all. Turn the page. Has the millennium come and gone already by some obscure means? Can we have been so utterly dulled? What does any of this mean? I don't believe any more in union, or transcendent understanding, or merging of the cosmic kind, or any other. I hold that Rich Americus can only annihilate these truths when he is playing his music. Then only does he sink beneath the jail that is the surface of reality into the flowing boundlessness of living eternity. I hold that Franny Salinger is hooked to Americus by passions violent and muscular, but that she is still half-formed and so swings about in black space, a weak green leaf thrown about on an angry tree. I hold that Rebecca Americus has already learned that art is her only chance, knows this, young girl, and calls herself a freak because the truth she has embraced has etched and sucked and twisted her beyond the comforting ordinary. Can the pilgrim unto art come back, return to chuckling groups with their cups of coffee, cameras, and souvenirs? Trade for lustful longing, a lot of ink-smattered pages. Come into the church, son. There's a candle burning for you. Offer pink-cheeked, eyes-down apologies for sins accrued.
Sign over your dirty free dreams of grass covered in something untaken. Come on, join us. We'll take you out later, introduce you to a nice girl with a good womb, a solid portfolio, residing white-pantied in a quiet town with a good school system. Yes, yes, don't turn the page no more. No, close the fucking book. It's sickness. Flu's a poetry, virus is a fiction, and you don't even do it so well anymore. What was the plotline again? Something sad and singular has me, dreams of me and won't let me go. Holding a soup spoon, a naked small bath, a black lace touching its gray head, a sweet fat black face. Come with us, worship with us. A face, blank, hot, tickling blue eyes of a long dead woman, a deep cup of a woman, a gentle hill. Oranges in a bowl, and who can say what eternities that bowl doesn't contain? Several scenes await the detailing, sure thing, but the night is blue. The night is a charming taker. I am mistress to the night, wearing only a pen and a smile. Nothing on but the radio. Rave on, baby. Rave on, daddy-o. Ring me up when you recall my name and cover story.
Alright, who's going for a spell? You guys go first, because I've got to find the bomb on the radio.
Are you going to be ready for your turn, Jim? Are you ready for your turn? We'll go, Mark. Jim, how about if we go in a circle this way?
Oh, yeah, I'm off, so I have something I can do right now.
Okay, Mark, carry on.
Okay. New stuff first. Seasonal chores. It is very old now. It is a chore. It is an hour filled with complaints of gratitude. Each rust leaf tantalizes the pre-orgasmic autumn. An open moi consumes the jism of seconds. An hour was swallowed by the greed of unchildren. 30 days were consumed by white heat. 30 days dissolved in chili dogs and clouds of bees. Milford's atmosphere yesterday was pulled into the sound. On the 4th of November, gulls siphon away the blue. Ochre and rust lie spent on a clear, dark afternoon. The crack of beds of ice and wood will surely be heard tomorrow. It is older now than just an hour before.
No, my turn. This is called October 28th to Kelly. The slipshod path of years convinced unwillingly that truths are mud. All is mud uncertainty. There was a day, a long ago tossing myth of the day, a careening into sunlight. The path was hard and I climbed, sucking on my canker of want. How I climbed, careening into sunlight. Now, further along, the muddy prints are oven blasted hard, solid beneath the sun. I read these stiffened splatters. They offer wordless assurance. All is mud. All is mud certainty.
Your
turn. This is called wind. All alone but here. Go away, come and stay. Now come and be the new kind.
No, we're going to turn.
Okay.
Your turn.
It's untitled. The body consumes a lead-laden corpulent body. Heat tramp a sandpaper path to nowhere. 110 calories constitute my workout today. My head sways from NyQuil in violent forward motion. I drag my carcass to the car to recover. The girl in the scout hat becomes a seer of snakes. Can the thinker see the dead like the day? I must purchase apples and gaff towels. He is the king, the guider of the steps of Majnun. Apples, bath towels, and prayer books must be bought, for a child of the 40s is a seer of snakes.
This is called Not Fade Away, Laura. It begins with an epigraph from William Carlos Williams from his poem The Dance, 1962, which reads, "But only the dance is sure. Make it your own. Who can tell what is to come of it?" 1. We are being swallowed down a shaking throat. The mouth is time's, its juices bubbles of regret, its teeth willfulness. Only its tongue a hope, its tongue receiving lashes of desire. 2. My need for you is the drunk's need for just another after descending last call. And, "Let's go, people!" raised lights. Perhaps his stumble into night air and blurry gaze on half-nickel moon will fill his raw thirst for the curvaceous, will remind him to speak freely of the ineffable. But perhaps the moon is as empty as his pockets, and his bed three highways and a dirty river far. 3. Love is love and, love is love and. The night, esoteric counselor, speaks of what cannot be, but just yesterday was. Now, turn a corner and welcome to galaxy next. How time is a drunkard, who will not leave the bar, has a shaking throat, hungry tongue, and a need to swallow, and a believe in night alone. Not fade away, not fade away.
This one is called Fish. Deep in the darkness, down in the deepest waters, lying in wait, down.
It would be a time imperceptible were it not for hope and early rising. A time when the hues of day are seen on the fringes of red maples. And I depart, and as I depart, the dawn still resembles dusky twilight, for it is a time imperceptible.
This is called Haymarket Station, Boston. Eventually you'll all be absent, because love is weakness and mutters. Eventually even I will be gone, a stranger among unowned memories, watching a broken clock at a new train station, where life is shinier and without attachment.
I'm going to name this one Twilight. Twisted twilight, starry skies, living people, living lives, loving things with all your heart. It happens at twilight, all of it, all of the time.
Moon clouds on the eastern ridge, careen, crash, combine. The warm earth will be taken and consumed. Someone will surely wonder about thin lines on the surface and the traces of life.
This is called Prose Poem 3, Boston Common, for Burke. Tonight I am the loneliest of men. Tonight I am the freest of men. Tonight I am popping every lamp in this park. Tonight I am acid dream under fallen leaves. Tonight I see a distant small church ticking. Tonight I am ready to seduce belief. Tonight belief is soft, young, and curious. Tonight orgasmic delight, carnal light. Carnal light, join me, little church. Carnal light, guitars, ascending chords. Carnal light, God is green, grows from the ground. Carnal light, rising, beyond taxis and cities. Carnal light, I am acid dream under dead leaves. Carnal light, little church, soft and young. Carnal light, smoke leaving the earth. Carnal light, lonely man, freest man, Mary Muse. Mary Muse, see the cars spit by on that hill? Mary Muse, will you share this acid dream? Mary Muse, may I have you on a bench? Mary Muse, let's go hang some witches. Mary Muse, red-haired, luscious on this fat night. Mary Muse, your blue eyes say keep crawling. Mary Muse, the colored leaves will cover us now. Mary Muse, sleep with me here tonight, under carnal lights.
Gray. Gray is like dread, neither peace nor war, but the time in between, like the time before a hurricane when all is still. Too still, and it seems like sky, moon, and sun are gray. But wait and see, for soon to come is the final break of light.
To Lydia of a dream. All I remember, Lydia, is that your warmth was held in pendants, clad in purple gingham with pink roses, and that your eyes insisted upon the moment. But why, Lydia, did you wish to join amidst misted stones at dawn and cold sleepers? All I remember is that the mystery of the moment was kept, and that the stones were the best of runic omens for that day.
Ready? Done. This is called Prose Poem 4, Public Garden. The day and its gods mean nothing now. No. The night hums powerfully. Its writerly wind needs hardly touch the page to burn it. Its painterly light put that grayish-pink film soft against universe's pressing chest, and I am serving bourbon and dirges. Day will come again, I know, is locked right now in the breast of that shadowy statue across the pond where ducks stroll and doze, girded by hippie-locks willows, once angry oaks near mountains, now mellow, no to doze during day and its gods. Tonight I was cosmic, young-cheeked, muscular black eyes. On the morrow, a pagan, a heretic, a ragged suit, a secret virgin of the night, a cloaked fanatic awaiting sun's departing stroll, soon a vampire for art's duskiest blood.
This is untitled. Black is like death, dank as ebony, light as snow. The shroud is given to color those gone like the shroud that covers us at midnight. Remember them, and they haunt us. Forget, and we to turn black. Death and dark are one.
This is the night of the askew. Will the words come out left? But all I see is not right. I saw a man whose ears flew out like a V-tail on a plane. But they seem to fit with the night of losses and newness and erotic sloth.
The title of this poem is taken from a painting. It's called Boston Common at Twilight, to Laura. Day's tide was shifting toward night. Winter's trees now traced by sunset's gold. Trolleys in the street crushed wearily along. Some passers-by furred, trailed flakes. And you and I, in this dream, this painting. An afternoon, a kiss, soon parting. What was crinkled and unusual was now flattened. What was music, perhaps joy, was now funereal. The wind, an old friend, rose up, giving hint. Night now coming, a kiss, a wish, soon parting.
This poem is called White. White is like peace, like the time before dawn, when the first bit of light shows. White is like snow, soft and cuddly, almost like a polar. But white is cold and sometimes means sadness and sometimes it even brings war. But at that time when everything's quiet, listen carefully and you will hear peace, white.
New England sonnet. Compressing gray and littlest depth of blue, the sky now hangs as a ceiling too low for the head. Infinity restive, insistent, obscured from view. A gray light of gray makes the sky the realm of the dead. The air so sere cracks against our glow, sends nerve and pulse to seek a fiery place. The thoughts of summer languor welter the snow. For flakes they cover and hail all with grace. For gray today it hangs above the earth, but mists of summer surround, encompass, wear. In midst of cold, we Yankees show our worth, for heat is common, its pallor almost fair. New England, city set upon hill, what God tests not, the weather surely will.
This is called To Jenny. It was the final day's ride before the wasting kiss, before knowing first time for good and forgetting continuously that what love mumbled into your ear was not the dandelion bright word, but the other wet flower one.
This is the last one I have to read. Just so everybody knows, these were written by my daughter Melinda. If everybody didn't know that by now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh. These were all written by my daughter Melinda. And the last one is called Dance, which it's really kind of touching because I didn't know that she had written something on the cover. Just let me take a break from the plane for a second if I can do that. On the cover it says, Melinda Burke's poetry notebook. Some is private. Please don't look. But she said that I could bring it tonight and read whatever I wanted to. And she said that I could really, she wanted me to read the one circled in red. But I did. But there's one more here that I want to read for me. And it's really, really touching. This is called Dads. Dads are different. You may not live with them, but they can still love you. You may also be loved and live with them at the same time. I do. These are all from my
daughter.
All the poems I
read. All right. I'm glad your turn's next time.
Weather. The days of late are girt with grace and gray. And tussocks by roadsides flirt with frost and early mist.
The bent man and his steaming gray soup. Something, sign of something fallen in the Saturday bright world.
If I guess I could say one. It once was a note, pure and easy, playing so free like a breath rippling by. The note is eternal, I hear it, it sees me. Forever we blended, forever I die. I listened and I heard music and a word, and words when you played your guitar. The noise that I was hearing was a million people cheering, and a child flew past me, riding in a star.
Okay, prose poem with music.
With music? Is that me?
Well,
it's him singing.
Oh, unless you sing gospel.
Rosie, Rosie, I'm home, sit on my face, Rosie! I mean,
It's the first time I saw a bunch of street preachers in Hartford.
Oh, God.
It's like, for the trump shall sound. The street preachers, a moment ago, cajoling passers to repentance, have joined in raucous hymnody. Man wearing an army jacket and lemony glasses slumps, not stirring to glance up with resignation at the loud, unavoidable tune. And the Lord shall descend. All that descend now are the nose ring tattooed modern paganry the singers probably have nightmares of when home. A Bible raises in an outstretched arm. The volume increases. And we shall meet him in the air. Shall we meet, we worshippers of two faces of Janus, the shepherd good and his inseparable horny, the chaste of a thousand-year moment and the son of Adam, chained to his fair whore under the outstretched horns of Iblis, the song rises. And it is well with my soul. And so it is, as it was in the days of Job. Amen.
Passion's lights hung there, eternally, for hours. Something was conquered. Something fell. Was it sex he really dreamt of, watching that curly young head? Or just thin fingers strumming sparks of light? Or maybe just a voice soft and clean? Maybe just a swishing touch of flowery air? I dipped your nude image in dim waters of want, tapped waking cold water on your cheek. This flake of dream broke then, beneath hard breathing, wishing noise.
Shouts and chirps surround the swan, with a call-colored eye, staring back repose, and then gone, absorbed into the ether. And naught remains but the air itself, and shouts and chirps, but the eye, dark, remains. I have one note.
Poem?
Yeah. Not checked up before, I don't know, I had a primal sword or something.
Is it short?
Well, yeah. The title is See You in September. It's a song of the happenings in early 60s.
Right, I remember.
And the song itself is kind of like the, at the train station, saying goodbye to his girlfriend to depart his forever hometown is. And he said, see you in September. But while now, the summer takes you from me. On commencement day, June 2nd, I said to Danny, Danny, I'll see you in September. Even though I'm not physically here in Boston, but I'm with you all the time. Danny, I've been not good for you for a year long, and I know that. And she just said, I know.
In a jeweled moment, the vanilla-haired girl and her dark-souled companion mumbled Wilson for president and walked directly from the train.
One of the stripes was vermilion, a color of pulse and purchase, and freedom in the brisk night, a sand stained by sun and centuries of receiving the forgotten. I cannot forget the nameless. For I wear the robe today. I am brother to the unnamed.
It is my last one. Make up a list of all you've ever lost. Don't leave out idealism, innocence, God, your cherry. Read it twice, to be sure. Crumple it, burn it. It's a recipe, won't cook nothing.
Well, since you did your last one, I'll finish up with my most recent one that I wrote tonight while you were shopping for tapes. The essence of the eye is coal, translucence layered into that which absorbs all the sun can offer. From brow to toe, your skin, sinew, and flesh has become the recipient of unseen worlds, the place where the essence of the sun never alighted. For you are the translator of twilight.
You have a last one from Ms. Burke? Miss Burke?
I do. This is a very interesting one in the circumstances. I'm not reading that list. It does have a red circle next to it, which means reading it.
Okay.
It's called Hit Me. Hit a bat with a bat. Hit a cat with a cat. Hit a dog with a dog. Hit a frog with Heather. Hit me with a letter. Talking with B, to me said B, he, he, he. I said to he, why are you laughing at me? I do not know, said B to me. I do not know, oh, he, he, he. Animals. A for aardvark, B for bat. C for a good old cat. D for dog, E for elephant. F for something like flower of elephant. G for goat. Ho, 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 I think I've had enough. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, that was good. It was fun.
You inspired her. Sure,
I did.
Again, you're not. You're not.
Our wonderful band, Lady Hunt China, with a popsicle in her.
Now you saw. You come up with Star Trek. That was. Well, I'll tell you.
Wow, dirty limericks.
Was once a lady named Miss Finnegan who couldn't tell if her vagina was out again or in again. But she looked in the mirror and told her husband to come hither and hear her, for he didn't know if he could put it in again.
The worst limerick I've ever heard in my entire life.
The
sorriest ass limerick I've ever heard.
So anyway, no, you inspired her, right? She's now has a book of poetry.
I did. I inspired her?
Yeah, two books of poetry.
Wow.
Well, she's the one about death. She has white. She's writing about all the colors. And,
Jim, I have to confess something to you. I thought when I saw those notebooks and I didn't know who they were, and I knew you saw Mark. I thought those were Mark Bergeron poems.
Oh.
Those are. I thought he handed you a notebook and said,
no,
"Here, read in my behalf
those,
tonight."
No, those are Melinda's.
I didn't know they were kids poems. They're not really kids poems.
No, some of them.
I couldn't write like when I was twice her age.
There's a couple that I really liked in there.
Oh man.
And I asked her. She said, "I asked her. So do you mind if Ray looks at him? If he wants to put one in his book, his magazine." So she says, "No, it's okay. So you can talk to him."
I'm very impressed. Very, very impressed.
Some of them
that's a singular. I'm not kidding you, man. I thought it was Mark Bergeron.
Yeah, I mean, some of them.
That just shows how easily I can be fooled, how drunk I am, or how precocious she is. Or maybe all three.
Maybe the combination of them,
yeah. Precociousness, drunkenness, and foolery.
I'm trying myself. Oh, Mark should have brought that up. Oh, boy.
Hmm? We're going to mercifully give Mark a hockey break.
So
we'll take a break for a little while.
I'm going to take a week.
What?
I'm going to take a week.
Oh, a week. Mm-hmm. Mark, you have a hockey break.
What?
You have a hockey break.
It's over.
Oh.
Uh-oh, they lost.
Final score 3-3.
They are 2-0.
Blow
another one. They're at 3-0. Oh, man.
Oh, well. They got a point out of it.
Yeah.
Can't win them all. Can't lose them all. Sometimes you tie them all. Listening. I don't know who cares. Who knows? I don't care. I don't know. Can't come to read my stuff and then I have started.
Nice to watch it. It's just
one. D3, he listens.
Well, I'm glad everybody got a kick out of Blue this poem.
I didn't know they were hers.
Well, maybe Blue is very happy.
Yeah. It was the second meeting in a row my job dropped something.
Jim, I'm here to console you. Kind of, or something. Oh.
No, we're taking a break. I think during breaks you should not console you.
Okay, I won't console
you. You have to wait until the meeting is occurring to do your torturing and Jim will ignore you and say something funny.
Okay.
Yeah, then I'll
be... Nobody's making... I don't care what the fuck you do. Console, don't console.
Can you imagine
Patrick without a hockey team? Bruins lost
tonight.
No,
that's too bad.
Who did they play?
Dallas.
That's too bad.
We're being really good tonight.
Yeah, lost to
Notre Dame. We've
gotten
a lot done.
I thought they were playing
Buffalo.
Well, whoever, they lost.
We've gotten a lot done tonight. That was a pretty good flame. All the poems I wrote within the last month. They're all written since October 28th. All new. Oh, Jerry, have you found yet the first ever cynical advertisement? Yes. Fine German bar. Fine bar. They have a book. The barman gave me and Rick a book of like the history of Jacob Wirth. So I culled from it, you know. Free advertising. They don't even know. They'll never know. Who cares? It's a great bar. I decided to just advertise places I like even though I don't gain money for it and it doesn't really matter because they never know. A little bit of promotion for the old hometown. Adopted hometown. There it is.
My portion of things is all set.
Oh, that's good.